Now, jigsaw puzzles, you know, you have to pick the picture out on the box first, and then you open up the box of the puzzle, and you dump it all out on your table, and you sort it all out, and you turn them all upside, right side up so you can see them, and then you look for the pieces with the straight edges first and separate those all out. You know, you're nodding your head, because they make the frame of your picture. And after you put that together, and of course the whole time you're looking at the box to see and guiding you and how you're going to put that frame together, then you start sorting out all the rest of the pieces because they're going to go in the middle. So by colors, as you look at the picture, you begin to fill in the middle of the picture, don't you, until it's all complete. Now, let me ask you this. How difficult would it be if somebody came to you with this bag full of puzzle pieces and said, put this picture together. Put this puzzle together. Now, I don't know about you, but my reaction would be, I can't do this. I don't have a picture. I don't know what the puzzle is supposed to look like. I don't know what the pieces are supposed to, where they're supposed to fit together at all. Well, you know what? Our lives are a lot like this plastic bag full of puzzle pieces. We don't see our future. We don't see the picture. We don't see what it's supposed to look like. Only one person sees what the picture of the puzzle of our life is supposed to look like, and that's God. And you know what I think he says to us? He says, is it enough that I, God, see your future? I see the picture of your whole life. Now, I think he said something similar when he spoke to Jeremiah over 2,500 years ago. When he said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you. Plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. He was talking to Jeremiah during the time that he and the other Israelites were in the Babylonian captivity. And he was telling them that you're going to be here 70 years, and then I'm going to take you back to your homeland. God saw the future, and he wanted to give them hope that they were not always going to be in that exile for the rest of their life. Well, I think there's application that we can make too from Jeremiah 29:11, because he sees each one of our futures also. He sees the puzzle picture of our future and what it's supposed to look like. Now, we may, at this time in our lives, understand and know the frame of the picture of our life. Because I kind of think of the frame as kind of those basic things that God puts into our life initially. Things like our ethnicity and our gender and our personality and our temperament, our parents, the early experiences and relationships that we have in those formative years of our life kind of make the frame of our picture. And according to how old we are, determines how many of those middle pieces we've got in our picture. Now, I look around here and at some of you, and you're in your 20s and your 30s. And you don't have a whole lot of pieces in the middle of the picture yet. Now, some of us that are older, been living a little longer, we've got more of those middle pieces, and we even kind of see how they hook together a little bit. But none of us here have the full picture of what our life looks like, and that's not going to happen until we leave this earth. Now, I want to ask you a question. Are you worrying today about what your future is going to be? Now, I have quite a number of students that I meet with in my office, and when they come in, sometimes they tell me, I don't have a clue what I'm going to be doing when I graduate. And this bothers them. It bothers them a lot. And it is so difficult for them that they have a hard time trying to figure out, okay, what internship am I going to do? What concentration or emphasis should I pick? What elective classes should I choose? They want to see that picture that's ahead, because if they can't see the picture, then they're worried that they're going to pick up the wrong puzzle piece, put it in the wrong place, mess up the picture, and mess up their life. Now, I don't know if any of you can relate to that. Or maybe the opposite is true. And you've come to DTS, and you have a real clear picture of where you're going after you graduate. And because you've got a clear picture, you're making certain decisions, picking up certain pieces, and thinking they're going to fit here, and they're going to fit here while I'm at Dallas Seminary. Now, does it worry you ever that God might have a different picture for you? I can guarantee you that your life is not going to go the way you think it's going to go. Now, does that news worry you? When I came to Dallas Seminary, it was almost 18 years ago, and I had a real clear picture of where I was going. I came here out of 15 years developing and leading a women's ministry in my local church while I was a stay-at-home mom. So I came here to get more training, to go into a local church as a director of a women's ministry. Now, I was only here a few months when God changed my degree program, He changed my internship, He ultimately sent me into the Doctor of Ministry program, none of which I had in my picture. And I will tell you, the early stages of that changes that were going on were extremely unsettling to me. And I was worried a lot because, you see, the picture I had was fading away, but no picture was taking its place. And I had no idea where all this was going. But an interesting thing began to happen. As I moved on through that process of change, I made a transition from worrying about my future to wondering about it. And my prayers began to change from anxiety to anticipation as I began to trust the Lord to guide me and show me where was this all going. Little did I know that God's picture of my future involved being part of the faculty at Dallas Seminary. And what else was interesting, when I was looking for a jigsaw puzzle for this message, I went to Target, looking through all the boxes, wasn't sure which picture I liked and everything. Way in the back, there was this picture of St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow, Russia. I didn't even know this place existed. And yet, in God's plan, He had seen this place in the puzzle of my life all along. And when I first started traveling to Moscow with a team of women to train women in women's ministry, one of the first things I saw was St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow. And every time I'd go there, right there in the corner of Red Square, it would be there. Had no idea this was going to be part of my life. But God did. He saw it all along. So if you're sitting here today and worrying about your future, I want to encourage you to shift from worry to wonder. To begin to wonder, what is God's plan for my life? What does the puzzle of my life and my future look like, God? And I think wonder is a real biblical perspective to have. It's fine to wonder, to be curious, to ponder, what is God's plan? What is your plan for me, God? But I'll tell you something, there's a very important key to moving from worry to wonder. You have to be willing to surrender your plans, your picture of what you think your future is going to be to God. And if you will yield your life to whatever plan He has, which you can't see, but He sees, then He will have the freedom to begin to unfold it and show it to you one step at a time, one puzzle piece at a time in your life. He knows exactly which piece needs to go in which place and which time to hook them all together. And the wonderful thing is that he promises us that whatever he calls us to, he's also going to give us the ability, the power to be able to do. Much like he said through the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is he who calls you, who also will bring it to pass. It's a wonderful promise. God knows the timing of each one of your pieces, and he sees the picture. And I want to also encourage you to follow Jesus as our example. He said in John 4 and in John 6, I came to do the will of my Father. That was Jesus' heart, passionate desire to accomplish the Father's will for his life. Now, I know he's God. He saw the picture on the box. He saw his future. We don't have that luxury. And yet God wants us to have that same heart attitude of surrender. And when we do, then he has the freedom as we yield our life to him and only want his plan and purposes, then he will be able to guide you and direct you one step at a time. And you will be able to discover, instead of worry about what is your future, what is the next step towards your future. And you can begin to live a life of wonder instead of worry. And even though your life looks like this, you can always remember that God sees the future. And each day then, when you wake up, you can wonder and think, what is your plan for me today, God? I have some plans, and it's fine to have plans. But I want to walk in your will. There's going to be conversations. There's going to be people that I don't even realize I'm going to talk to today, or circumstances are going to come up, detours that God's going to take you on. But they're all part of that puzzle that he's putting together. And so today, I hope that you'll be willing to shift from worry to wonder. You've got a faithful God who loves you, who has had a plan for your life since before you were born. And he knows exactly how he wants to use you to glorify him and to impact this world for Jesus Christ. Now, as we finish today, Chaplain's going to come up and lead us in a song, and we're going to have a guitarist to accompany us. And I hope you can sing this song from your heart and allow God to have his way in your life and live in a life of wonder of all that he has planned for you in the years to come.